Do you smell that? That cool wind, that crispness in the air. That, my friends, is one of my favorite smells. It's so clean, so new. As if all the muck of the past is blown away, and all you can smell is the possibilities of what is to come. Nothing behind us. Everything in front of us. And the here and the now is what it is. We sit around this here fire and we tell stories and we enjoy the company of each other. And I must say it is some of my favorite times, but I think that it is healthy every once in a while to just to be. To not truly think about what tomorrow brings or dwell on what was yesterday. The here and the now is all we truly have. Will you do something with me, my friend? Would you indulge me for a moment and just breathe? Breathe with me. Breathe in and out. And in and out. It has been quite the year, has it not? Full of ups and downs and triumphs and tragedies. But that was yesterday. And who knows what tomorrow will bring. So I want to merely take this moment, this very moment, and tell you something. I am so very proud of you. It was hard, I know. There were times you thought you weren't going to make it, but you did. You took one step after the other, and you brought yourself here to this fireside, to this very moment. And that, my friend, is an accomplishment. You did it. And maybe you're thinking, Mr. Corian, I didn't do anything. I just was. And I hope you know that that is more than enough to be proud of. You know, I wish I had wise words here. I wish I knew the exact thing to tell you that would curl itself into your heart and keep you warm in this cold world we travel. But the truth is, I don't. So I will say the one thing that I know, and that is that you matter. That your life, your struggle, your whatever it is for you, no matter how small or big, it matters to me. And to those that form that tight circle around you. Look at you. Look at how wondrous you are, my friend. Oh, you make my heart so full. And I hope that the time you have spent with us around this fire has made your heart full too. So, here is what we need to do. We need to take this moment to breathe, to be, and come tomorrow, whenever that tomorrow comes. We need to take this full to bursting heart we have, and we need to share it. When you see the lonely, the sad, the empty-hearted, we need to take what we have and share it with them. Remembering that we must also share our own strength with ourselves as well. It's a mighty tall order if you ask me, but I know you can do it. Or at the very least, we can try. Oh, I am so proud of you, my friend. I'm so grateful we made it to this here fireside. Now, we will tell more stories in the future. We will hear tales of adventures and heroes and magic, but for today, for now, let us just sit with a quiet dignity and reflect on the triumph that is victory over our last year. Breathe in and out. We love you, my friend. We love the life you're building, the struggles you overcome, and the joy that you find. So, until next time, come on and sit with me. And let us breathe in and just be who we were meant to be. Doesn't that sound nice?